I think the best thing about being a teacher at Freeport High School is that you have been around so many wonderful people, students, teachers, and whatever. And this individual that I am interviewing right now on Tim Beck 2 is such a kind, wonderful person, not only for Freeport, but for the surrounding area. And it's Rachel Gastel. And I'm here with Rachel today because, number one, it is dry January, but there are some individuals who do dry January to get their health going and not drink any alcohol and to feel better and to do this kind of stuff. And some individuals need more than that. It's not just January where they need to stay dry. Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Now, just to tell a story a little bit, I have Rachel as one of my Facebook friends, and Rachel's always been a very cool individual in my eyes, more grown than many others, but I kind of saw that she had an issue with alcohol. And Rachel, what kind of was your story at the beginning there, or what's kind of taken place?
Well, I have worked in the service industry for a long time, and having some drinks after work with all your coworkers is kind of a norm for that industry. And I feel like I took it a little too far. So after about 15 years of working and hanging out after work and getting drunk after work because you get a shift drink and then everyone else gets off work to join you, it got a little out of hand. I actually got a couple DUIs, which I'm not super proud of, but the second one was a little bit of an eye-opener because it pretty much happened and then COVID hit. So I couldn't do anything. I couldn't drive. I couldn't go to court to get it taken care of. And it was a nightmare. And then COVID hit and things got worse. And one time I actually went home from work and I drank 11 White Claw in 2 hours.
Wow.
And that was one of the times where I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing with my life? Right? That would probably scare anyone after you waking up and like having a huge hangover. But that did not stop me yet. I went through COVID. I drank a lot more and I missed family things. I would sit home and binge watch TV and binge drink. And I would just not do anything. And no one knew this about me, not anyone in my family. I haven't really talked about it, but that is how it all kind of spiraled out of control. Is COVID hit, there was nothing else to do, and I used it as an excuse to stay home and drink.
So with that, when did you finally say to yourself, done, I need to do something, and now?
So 2023 is kind of when everything changed because I had been through a bunch of just like trying to quit. I had stopped for a couple weeks. I tried dry January in 2022. I did the sober October thing and nothing was really like, oh my gosh, stopping me from doing it. It was just like, I'd go for a few days and then I'd be like, okay, now I'm bored and I'm ready to go and get drunk with my friends. But what finally hit me was really just the self-awareness that I was going down a path that I did not want to go down anymore. And the only thing that could change it was me. I could try and give it minimal effort, or I could go all in. And so on March 1st of 2023, I decided to try the 75 Hard Challenge. And that is really what changed my life around, was me realizing that I didn't want to be this person anymore. I didn't like who I woke up being. I didn't like being crabby all the time. I didn't like being tired all the time. So I woke up, I did the 75 Hard Challenge, and through that, I've met a bunch of other people and different communities that I am involved in that have helped me stay on the path. But I think the ultimate decision was my own and just realizing that I did not want to be that person anymore.
Now, are you still in the service industry?
I do still. I am a part-time bar manager. I do a lot of non-alcoholic drinks for the business now. And I have kind of given some other people the responsibilities of making the alcoholic drinks. And I have fun with the non-alcoholic side of things.
So with this, you said, you know, I'm feeling better. And there's what changes have you noticed now that you're dry, that you no longer drink alcohol? What have about you, not only mentally, but also physically?
Well, I can get up earlier and I'm not miserable in the morning. That is probably my most favorite thing because I love getting up early and working out. But I was never able to do that because I would just let my alarm go off really until I was ready to get up. But now I get up with a new type of energy and my cognitive thinking is better. I don't have anxiety after a hangover, worried about what happened the night before. I remember conversations. I feel better. Like my mind feels better. I feel more like myself every day rather than just those few days that I'm sober and then I decide to drink again.
So you said you just feel better. How, for the individuals that are listening here that are like, well, I don't have a problem, but did you ever use those for that phrase? I don't have a problem, but.
Yes. I never, ever thought it was a problem because all the people around me were doing it. And I think that was the biggest problem. I didn't realize it was a problem. And I think that is really where the self-awareness comes in. Like once you figure it out that it's not who you want to be, like if you have any thought in your mind that that is not the person you want to be, is a drunk person all the time. And then that right there is just a little bit of self-awareness that you need to build on, because once you realize it's not what you want, then other things will start falling into place. I think really the two big things that you need to, if you decide that you don't want to be somebody that consumes alcohol all the time, is having the self-awareness that you don't want to be that person, and then the courage to believe in yourself and to kind of become the person that you want to be.
Exactly. That's very wonderfully put. So to that individual, and you just gave a lot of good information to these people right here. But I guess my question is, what happens if someone's listening to this going, yeah, it's time. I need to do something. Where do they go?
There's lots of resources. You can go to AA. You just really search that in Google and some things will pop up. You can go to NA, Narcotics Anonymous, if you want to. It is all in one. It takes time to find a community that you love and that loves you. Like everyone you walk in is fighting a similar battle, and you tell your story. And you just got to find the people that you mesh with that are also on the same path. And it takes time. And I'm not going to tell anybody that it's easy because it's not easy. It's very difficult. But the first step is deciding that you want to change. And then the second step is just realizing that it's going to take time and it's okay.
Are there still urges there? I mean, are there still times when you're like, I mean, because if you're watching a sporting event, 2/3 of the commercials are alcohol. You drive down 90 or 20 or something like that. You see billboards. A lot of it deals with alcohol. I mean, how is it one of these things where you can kind of just sit there and you can just kind of say, nope, nope, nope.
Well, thankfully, we have a lot of alternatives now. I working in the restaurant industry still, I have vendors coming to me and they have non-alcoholic spirits that can mix cocktails with. I personally like just like polar seltzers. So if my family gets together, I'll bring a flavor. And there's a few of us that don't drink. And so, you know, we bring our favorites and we share everything. But I really think there's a lot of alternatives out there. So when I don't get the urge. No, I do never. Good. I never get the urge to answer your question because I have so many options nowadays. Back, you know, probably 5 to 7 years ago, you didn't have non-alcoholic options. You didn't have, you had NA Busch Light, which I do drink every once in a while. We had a little work function where we went bowling and I had a Busch NA while we were bowling. But there's just so many things. And like the vendors that I talk to say that this craze is not slowing down. So there's always going to be a non-alcoholic option. You know, there's other alternatives too. Like some bars have THC drinks if you want to go that route. But I just stick with the, I call them nojitos. So just some lime and mint and a little bit of water. It's nothing too crazy, but that's my favorite thing to drink when I'm out.
Well, so it was so funny. I was up visiting my brother-in-law who's a book editor, and he sometimes gets these extra books looking at it. And he said, hey, he's like, you like these different types of drinks. He goes, look at this. It's a mocktails Bible. And that's basically awesome. It's 120 pages of all non-alcoholic drinks.
That's
and
cool.
And I have it. So I might be giving someone a gift that I'm talking to right now because they're good. So as we end this podcast, you're brave. I mean, because not everybody is going to really make these statements or talk about this, but you want to help people. And because you know how important it is, not only to your health, but also to others too. And so I guess as we end this podcast, I guess my comment to you is, Rachel Gastel, how do you want to leave it with everyone that's listening? We'll have between 400 and 500 people or more listen to this. How would you like to end this to let them know not only how wonderful this is, but why they should be a part of it too, maybe?
Well, I just want everyone to know that it's hard. It's going to be hard, but what you gain from it is so amazing. Like, I can wake up every day and I don't have to call my best friend because I know I pissed her off last night. I don't have to worry about something at work because me and my coworkers didn't get along after having some shots together. In the end, it is the best thing that you can do for yourself. And if you really, really want to do it, just love yourself enough to know that it's going to take some time.
Well, happy 2025 to you. And along with that, on March 1st, happy 2-year anniversary.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Two whole years. Maybe we'll come back next year for a 3-year. Why not?
I don't see myself, you know, picking anything up again. It's a fun life and I can still have fun and people still have fun with me.
And you know what's crazy? You were fun before, you're fun during, and now you're even more fun after.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Rachel, thank you so much.
Of course.